Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Tech Loft Podcast. I am your host, Sal, and I'm bringing you this quick, I was going to say 10-minute podcast episode, but it's going to be slightly over 10 minutes. We like to keep them small and bite-sized so you can easily consume it in a timely fashion. But yes, brand new episode. We're back. Got a little bit of tech news, mostly gaming for this episode. We'll bring to your attention how certain PS3 and PSP game stores will be shutting down, Microsoft's interest in Discord, surprise, surprise, and finally maybe a possible Nintendo Switch refresh. Possible. We don't know, but I'll be bringing you all this information coming up right now. So please enjoy. And while you're listening, please take the time to like this episode if you enjoy it on whatever platform you're listening to this on. Subscribe to the Tech Loft Podcast if you're interested in these quick little bite-sized news updates in the tech world. And enjoy. Let's move on. All right, folks, let's open up this show with our first article. So the first article is regarding Sony and how the PS3, the PS Vita, and PSP stores will be permanently closed over the next few months, probably by the summertime. So according to a source, those stores are going to be closed down beginning in July, and somehow this news leaked out. We don't have an exact source, but it leaked out this month, March. So with the stores closing on July, so PSP and PS3 stores, July 2nd, while the PS Vita store will remain open until August 27th. After those dates, you will no longer be able to purchase digital copies of games or downloadable content for any of those mentioned Sony consoles. The PS3 was released in November 2006, sold a total of 87 million units during its lifetime, and it officially ended production 4 years ago after 11 successful years on the market and three model redesigns, or refreshes is what I like to call them. The PSP enjoyed similar success, selling at around 81 million units since its release in March 2005. Now, the PS Vita was regarded as a bit of a flop. It's Sony's second handheld, which was released in December 2011, and it sold between 10 to 15 million units across its lifetime, despite being a really good little machine. The handheld recently saw some resurgence in popularity thanks to how easy it is to turn it into a portable emulator. Now, I own a PS Vita, and yes, I did get the emulators on there, and was able to play the old school consoles. Now, if you have any of those three consoles and you've wanted to download a specific game, unfortunately, now is the time. No doubt the price of the physical games will jump once the stores cease to exist. This is something, you know, I really don't agree with shutting down these stores. You know, you get the whole thing about game preservation. You know, you and this is the second point is why I don't like buying games through online stores, because once you download the game, then you're like, okay, I'll delete it because I need space. But then if you buy it from a digital store, here you go, the store closes down. We're not going to be making these games available to you to download that you purchased. You know, now you're going to have to keep them on your console. Now, what if the hard drive crashes? What if you lose the memory card where your game is stored on your portable device? You know, there's so many different scenarios that these stores should remain open. At least not the store, but maybe the repository, so you can go back and at least access your old games. That's the point, is that you want to access purchased games, not new games. If there's no new games being developed, then what's the point of having a store? But at least have some sort of repository that you can access your games anytime after the console has been production of the consoles have stopped. All right, for our next little news article, we're going to be looking at Microsoft's reported interest in purchasing Discord for over $10 billion. You heard that, $10 billion. So the deal, no deal is imminent, and Discord may still choose to go public instead of sell, but Microsoft is allegedly in talks to purchase Discord, the game-focused chat software, for over $10 billion. According, as reported by Bloomberg, these discussions appear to be early, as there is no imminent deal on the horizon. Furthermore, one source said that despite these talks, Discord may be more likely to go public than sell itself. I hope it goes public because Microsoft just pumping itself up with all the assets of developers and now all these, you know, all these tech companies. It's just, they're just so big. And I just don't like Microsoft. Sorry, that's just my personal view. While Microsoft is one of a potential suitors, Discord has also been in discussions with Epic Games and Amazon. Amazon has been trying to get into this games business as well. As we know, they own Twitch for the streaming, and they also have a online streaming gaming service, much like Stadia. I wanted to do a little news report on that, but it got away from me, and I haven't. But I'll be sure to include it soon. And moving on, VentureBeat first reported that Discord, the company with roughly 140 million monthly users that recently raised $100 million at a $7 billion valuation, was exploring a sale worth more than $10 billion. Discord was said to be the one who reached out to Microsoft to gauge interest in a potential sale, and that Microsoft head Phil Spencer has been part of these chats. While purely speculation, it's important to consider how beneficial having a service like Discord could be for the future of communication on the Xbox platform. Xbox and Discord have worked together in the past, as Xbox owners have had the ability to link their Discord accounts to see what their friends are doing. This acquisition, if it does happen, would bolster Microsoft's continuing plans to make gaming as easy and accessible for all. Its strategy is focused on offering its games, especially via Xbox Gaming Pass on consoles, PC, and mobile, and having Discord integration could make communicating across these across all these platforms a much smoother transition. Owning Discord would only strengthen the value of the Xbox brand, with recently completed its $7.5 billion acquisition of ZeniMax Media, the parent company of developers like Bethesda, Arkane, ID Software, and more. All I got to say to that is, wow, like I said, Xbox has been spending a lot of money, starting from over a year ago, buying developers, trying to increase its brand, you know what I'm saying? They're trying to just pump up and get big, and wow, they are getting big, and they're spending billions and billions of dollars on all this, on all these companies here. Anyways, now you're in the know. Microsoft may be owning Discord, but again, it's speculation. It's speculation. They've chatted about it, it looks like, but nothing is on the table, we'll say. So how about a little bit of news on the Nintendo front? So, new Nintendo Switch will reportedly offer better graphics for potentially higher price this holiday. So better graphics, larger resolutions, bigger screen, and possibly a higher price. The much rumored new model of Nintendo Switch, unofficially referred to by many as a Switch Pro, will reportedly use an upgraded NVIDIA chip offering better graphics and processing, support NVIDIA's DLSS rendering, and could be released by holiday 2021. However, analysts expect it to come with a potential $50 to $100 price increase. Bloomberg reports that those familiar with the new model of Switch, which will reportedly also feature a larger screen and 4K output, have indicated that it will use an updated NVIDIA chipset that is aiming for release during the year-end shopping season. The NVIDIA chipset will bring an updated CPU and increase memory, allowing for better looking games and faster processing. To help support 4K docked output, the new chip will apparently include support for NVIDIA's deep learning super sampling, that's the DLSS, which uses AI upscaling and offer 4K resolutions without the associated hardware strain. However, Bloomberg's sources indicate that DLSS requires custom code for software, meaning that it will more likely be used to create better looking new games rather than upgrading existing ones. The upgrade may well come at a cost, with one analyst telling Bloomberg they expect the new hardware to come at a $50 to $100 increase on top of the existing Switch model's $299.99 price point. This new chipset would come along with the reported larger 7-inch 720p OLED touchscreen on the new model of Switch. When docked, the new console would apparently output at 4K. Previously, this seemed a tough ask for Switch hardware, but the improved chipset and DLSS makes this more feasible. Previous reports have pointed to manufacturing beginning in June with a monthly production target of 1 million units. Nintendo has remained quiet on this on any new Switch model, with Nintendo president Shuntaro Furukawa recently saying it will not be announced. It will not be announcing a new version anytime soon. Nintendo Switch's existing model has been doing incredibly well. Lifetime sales recently passed 79 million units, eclipsing the Nintendo DS, and it's been the best-selling console in the US for nearly 2 years. However, with recent reports suggesting that Nintendo has a series of marquee game releases that it expects to help beat its own all-time record for software sales, the new hardware may be a part of that plan. Now, I don't own a Nintendo Switch, but I know several owners that do have them. And, I've heard nothing but positive reviews. I wish I could get a Nintendo Switch, but, you know, there's so many, there's only so much money to go around, this is exciting, higher output 4K on a brand new Switch with better hardware for improved graphics. Sounds exciting, but you're going to pay for that premium now. But it is something to look forward for those that don't have a Switch at the moment and they're looking to get into the Nintendo ecosystem. And that brings us to the end of this episode of the Tech Loft podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please, wherever you're listening, whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on, give us a positive review, a thumb up, like, as well as consider subscribing to this free little news tidbit podcast. But that's all. Until next time, I hope to have another episode for you in 1 week's time, featuring more tech news and any other information I find that's of interest to the technically inclined folks of the interweb. Thanks for listening. Ciao for now, and I hope you look forward to the next episode.